Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hey, Adam here. This week on Recode Daily, we are revisiting some of my favorite episodes. Something that continues to fascinate and terrify me is Amazon's creeping growth into every aspect of our lives. You may have missed the news, but about 6 months ago, the company launched Amazon Pharmacy, which is a full-fledged medication-by-mail service. So now you can buy prescription drugs on Amazon, just like you can buy books and literally everything else. There are even special benefits for Prime members. Here's Teddy Schleifer and Recode's Jason Del Rey explaining how Amazon's new online pharmacy business could have big implications for healthcare.
Amazon has a long-term goal that one day consumers can buy everything they would possibly need from their website. And this week, the e-commerce giant just got a little bit closer to that. You can now get your prescription drugs from Amazon too. Jason Del Rey, expert on all things Amazon here at Recode, is here to talk about it. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Teddy.
So Amazon can now fill prescriptions?
That's right. You can now go onto a part of Amazon's website called Amazon Pharmacy and plug in your insurance info and then purchase prescription drugs on Amazon and pay either with your insurance or you have the option to pay without.
Okay. So this is basically Amazon like becoming a pharmacy.
It is. A couple of years ago, Amazon actually bought a startup company that was essentially an online pharmacy. That company has gotten licenses in states across the US. And so Amazon is now using sort of that acquisition as an entry point to now sell prescription drugs from the main Amazon website and the Amazon app. You know, with the launch, Amazon has told Prime members they get some special treatment if they purchase prescription drugs through Amazon. They can get two-day delivery for no extra sort of delivery fee. And also, if a Prime member chooses to pay without insurance, they could qualify for some discounts.
Okay, so I'm sure like the big question that most people have is why? Why is Amazon becoming a pharmacy?
You know, the easy answer is Amazon does want to sell any physical product that they can in the world. Mm-hmm. This is a huge industry. $500 billion at stake just in the U.S. alone. And it's sort of a old school industry still in many ways that Amazon thinks could sort of experience a technical revolution. And, you know, when Amazon sees sort of an opportunity to bring technology and sort of like a real focus on what they would call customer obsession to an industry, they pounce.
I imagine there's a lot of curiosity and maybe even downright fear right now at headquarters of CVS, but also just like mom and pop pharmacies around the country, right? People that just own one or two pharmacies. I gotta imagine this is pretty intimidating.
I think so, for sure. I mean, you know, when this was announced, even though it was sort of years in the making, CVS, Walgreens, stock prices dropped, I think it was around 9 or 10% each. That shaved off, I think, a combined $10 billion, if my math was correct, off of their combined market caps in a matter of just a couple of hours and without Amazon really have done anything substantial yet in the space. You know, listen, the market, these big giants have already sort of consolidated power and damaged the future of a lot of independent pharmacies. But I think it's important to break down like who this new offering is or isn't for. And so we're not going to see some major market change overnight. So when we get sick and we go to the doctor and we get prescribed an antibiotic, we need that antibiotic now, right? And so this new Amazon offering, at least yet, is not addressing that. You still will need to go to your pharmacy or get a, you know, you can get a delivery from your CVS or Walgreens. What the sweet spot for this offering is the person who has migraine medication and they just need to have it in the house. They may get a migraine once every 2 months, but they, you know, they have a prescription. So it's not urgent right now, but when they go to refill, maybe they order through Amazon.
Amazon is pretty big already. A lot of people think too big. They do too much stuff. Suddenly, there's this huge, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of industry that Amazon is encroaching on. I got to think that some people are nervous about an even more bloated e-commerce giant. And frankly, also, there's privacy concerns too, right? That maybe not Amazon specifically, but big tech companies already know a ton about us. Now we're going to hand over sensitive information about what drugs we take. Is that criticism just hypothetical, or do you think that's we're going to hear that in the next coming weeks?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the initial reaction, especially from people I talked to in sort of the antitrust community, was like, why do we want another industry to eventually sort of have to bow down to Amazon? Like, is that healthy for an economy? Those questions are out there and are, I would say, fair questions. The privacy piece, you have to upload your insurance information. And then, yes, you're ordering what could be potentially sensitive information, right, to Amazon. You know, Amazon does have a great track record when it comes to at least keeping information secure. But there are the long-term questions, of course, about how this influences what they market to us based on information they glean. And so I think these are normal questions to have. And unfortunately, there's not many answers yet other than the obvious that, you know, tech giants know so much about us. And yes, this is another piece, but many of us have already forfeited our personal life to these companies in exchange for whatever value we think we're getting from them.
Okay, so last thing. Amazon comes out of nowhere, buys Whole Foods. Amazon not quite comes out of nowhere, but, you know, for the person who's not following this day in, day out, suddenly Amazon is a pharmacy when they wake up one morning. I mean, speculate a little bit here with me. I mean, what do you think of as like the next industry that Amazon could just totally dominate out of nowhere if you were to put on your speculation cap?
I think moving slightly out of prescription drugs, but still remaining in healthcare, I think there is so much that tech companies think they can disrupt in that sort of broader healthcare space. And I think Amazon absolutely has a huge interest there that I think we'll start to see more sort of telehealth initiatives.
Right.
They're experimenting with sort of Amazon clinics, I think, for employees now. I would be shocked if we look back 5 to 10 years from now and Amazon isn't sort of a real healthcare player in some regard. I think also they won't talk about this publicly, but they know Walmart is continuously trying to innovate in healthcare. You know, Walmart has $4 prescriptions at its pharmacies. They have some of their own clinics. And so I would just say more innovations and sort of investments in healthcare broadly is something that I would expect from this company.
Jason Del Rey, senior reporter here at Recode covering Amazon. You can read more of his work at recode.net. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Teddy.
If you're interested in learning more about Amazon's
support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.